Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Darren?
Yeah.
Hi, Darren. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to take like 5 minutes of yours, if that's okay, to review the latest changes that you've made in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to start from the beginning and... Okay, the first change that you've made is regarding the date, as you've changed it to March 13, 2024. That is good to go. We have no objection on that. The second one, it has to do with ghostwriting, that we need to exclude that, and you wanted us to mention that. Although it didn't make a lot of sense because there's like an entire world out there, for example, the services that we're excluding. But I understand if you have a specific requirement in order to mention this, we'll go ahead and do that, okay? So there's no issue with that change as well. The copyright section, item 14, services to be provided, where you mentioned that you have copyrighted it and you've added the number. That's all good to go too. Okay, now we're looking at the representation and warranties of service provider, point number 3. Okay, now it says that and will not infringe upon or violate any third party's intellectual property, right, ensuring that the client retains full ownership, authorship, and rights over his original work. This section is also defined to mean that any alteration made by the service provider of the client's manuscript entitled Gravity Solved and Much More will be considered editing and formatting and not ghostwriting. Acknowledge that is something that we can go move forward with. However, this point is coinciding or conflicting point 8, where you mentioned, where you made changes, where it says service provider expressly acknowledges that the parties have agreed that all copyrightable aspects of completed projects under this agreement are not to be considered works made for hire. That's the change that you made. May I ask why?
Okay, when I went to get the copyrights for my book, mm-hmm. it required that it not be a work of a ghostwriter and it not be called considered a works for hire. Works
okay.
for hire is another term for ghostwriters, and they're used interchangeably.
Okay. Well, if we are to make this change in Clause 8, where you mentioned are not to be considered, then what is the point of this entire agreement? Because you've mentioned above that you have the claims and you have the copyrights to the original and edited manuscript. And furthermore, here you're saying that this contract is not to be considered works made for hire, then why exactly are we doing this for you?
Well, let's put it this way. Are you going to use that terminology to get the copyrights for my book?
No. You already have the copyrights to your book. Let me put it this way, okay? A lot of time what happens is that when the author is filing copyrights on their own, they do not need to mention that they're getting someone's help. Think of it this way. You're paying us to help you with the manuscript. Again, the copyrights will be under your name. And they do not need to know about this contract. And furthermore, bottom line, which
that's
is the most important
point. That's
pointer,
my concern, because if you use... The copyright agency thinks, specifically says that my work cannot be considered a work for hire, right? And
right.
Because they say that's the work of a ghostwriter, right?
But
they specifically...
Okay, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, Darren. I understand all that, but there are exceptions made. For example, if you're working with a ghostwriting or an editing company, a ghost editing company, they are not to be mentioned at all. And this should not affect your copyrights or anything else. See, the entire point of this contract, it's between you and us, right? And since you've paid an amount against the services, obviously we need assurance and documentation too for you to acknowledge the work that we are doing. That necessarily does not have to be conveyed to the copyrights department because obviously they're going to tell you the exact same thing. That's part of their job. That, you know what?
Well, here's the deal, right?
I'm sorry?
You defined what your services are going to be after in sections 1 through 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after section 2, you're going to do editing, formatting, critiques, all the way down to 13. That's
correct.
What you're going to do.
Yes, but then, but that pointer is conflicting the main clause, which is the works made for hire. I mean, if you are signing a contract with us and if you are not paying us to do anything, then what does this particular point pertain? It's conflicting.
For me to get the copyright for my book, the Library of Congress required that my work not be considered a ghostwriter's work or a work for hire.
It will not be considered as that. That's what I'm telling you, that this is a document which does not have anything to do with your copyrights. This is between you and us. It's a contractual agreement on the services and the amount that you've paid for. It has nothing to do with your copyrights. Once you're working with them for copyrights, you tell them that, okay, fine, I haven't hired anyone. Why are you giving them so many details? And tell me something, this contract will not be submitted in your copyright filing, so it shouldn't be relevant regarding that.
Well,
the manager Rachel
told me she was going to get the copyright.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
She already told me
just
verbally that they were going to get the copyright.
Okay.
Right, and I said no, I don't want that.
Okay, just stay with me on the line. Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Thank you very much for being online, Darren. Copyrights is not a service that we are covering because you've already filed that. So there's no discussion on the copyrights. We'll be using the same copyrights that you have.
I understand that, but the copyright, if you guys were to try to get the copyrights, the number would stay the same and just take the Library of Congress to take my name
off.
We're
not going to try and get anything. We'll wait for the copyrights to be delivered from your end. Whenever you get it,
okay,
you just send us a digital copy. That's it. Nobody
okay,
else
hey,
has to
if
know.
You don't wanna, if you don't want to change that part of the contract, and somewhere in that contract put in there that I'm to retain the copyrights to my book.
Well, that is already there. The copyrights belong to you. See, what I'm trying to explain to you, it's not that we should not change it. See, again, this contract is based on the services and the exchange of amount between you and us. The copyrights
right,
that you,
you
filed...
Guys, you guys listed the services you're going to provide. I'm happy with that.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And you keep saying if I change... The terminology works for hire. What
mm-hmm.
are you going to do? Well, you've already defined it in that list. You're going to edit it. You're going to format it. You're going to critique it. You're going to market it. On and on and on. You're going to get those.
So that means that
it's,
yeah, but that also means that you've hired us for those services, right? If we are to make that change in clause 8, it will mean that you did not hire us at all.
No, it isn't, because you're using the term all copyrightable material, right? My book is copyrightable. Those words can be used to manipulate and to probably be used to try to get the copyrights for my book. And I don't
okay.
want you to have a copyright
I,
for
I
my
have
book.
No. We are not going to keep that. Works made for hire within the meaning of the Copyright Act of 1976 as amended the act, of which the client is to be the author. So are not considered, if you are writing are not considered, then you are denying the next statement which says that client is to be the author within the meaning of the act. All such copyrightable works, even though we are mentioning, understand the complete point, okay, Darren? I'll explain this to you and break it down to you furthermore. Okay, point 8. First of all, it says that under this agreement, if we omit the change that you have mentioned, I'm going to explain to you what it was, and then we'll elaborate further furthermore with the changes or revisions that you like. So first of all, it says that have agreed that all copyrightable aspects of completed projects under this agreement are to be considered works made for hire within the meaning of the Copyright Act of 1976. That means within this act, if you read the act, of which the client is to be the author within the meaning of the act, it's completing the statement that even though you hired us to work on this under the Copyright Act, you are the author who has the ownership or the copyright of this intellectual property. All such copyrightable works, as well as all copies of such works in whatever medium, fixed or embodied, shall be owned exclusively by client on their creation, and service provider hereby expressly disclaims any interest in any of them. Now that means we are acknowledging the fact that you hired us for certain services which are mentioned above, but under the Copyrights Act, you are the author of the completed project, of the completed book. And Let me tell you the next line. If we are to make the change that you've asked for, now it's going to read like this. All copyrightable aspects of completed projects under this agreement are not to be considered works made hire within the meaning of the Copyright Act of 1976 as amended the Act, of which the client is to be the author within the meaning of the Act. All such copyrightable works, as well as the copies of such works in whatever medium, fixed or embodied, shall be owned exclusively by client. Now if we go ahead and change are not, if we make it a negative statement, then we are negating all of the ownership rights that are coming along with this, in which it clearly states that you as an author have the copyrighted ownership on the work. Understand the confliction that I'm talking about. There's a huge conflict here.
All right, but I'll agree that you don't have to change that, but I want something added in there. The client is to retain the copyrights.
That is already there. If
Where?
We move back to 3, representations and warranties of service provider, the service provider represents and warrants that all services rendered by the service provider under this agreement will be considered the original works of authorship of the client, Darren Bell, and will not infringe upon or violate any third party's intellectual property right, ensuring that the client retains full ownership, authorship, and rights over his original works. This section is also defined to mean that any alteration made by the service provider of the client's manuscript entitled the title of the book will be considered editing and formatting and not ghostwriting. So this point clearly certifies that you have the ownership rights or the copyrights to the work. Hence, I understand where you're getting stuck. In point 8, where it says works made for hire. That is the point.
Yes. Okay, as long as you guys don't try to grab my copyrights, that's fine, right?
We cannot do that. Yeah, we cannot do that because it's clearly stated here.
That's my point I'm trying to make. I do not want you guys to take me off the copyright ownership.
Of course, that's not going to happen. See, that's something that you handled on your own. So we're not even going there. If we need any kind of documentation or proof, we're going to ask you. We're not even contacting the registry so that they find out that you've hired us, okay? So this NDA or this contract, it's strictly between you and us. That's it. Nobody else needs to know about this. Well, furthermore, Darren, the point which is not sitting well with you is works made for hire. Let me have that tweaked, and I'll have this fixed and rephrased, and I'll have Rachel send that back to you, okay? So I'm going to omit this part completely where it says works made for hire, okay? We'll paraphrase it enough just so that we're covering the listed services mentioned in the contract, and that's it, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Apart from that, the second last change that you made here in the form of a completed manuscript entitled, that is good to go too. So all of the changes are good to go. Just this one was conflicting. However, we have come to a mutual understanding and agreement. So I'm going to have this fixed, and I will have this reverted back to you, okay?
Okay, so Rachel's going to call me, right?
Rachel will not be calling you today. By tomorrow, you'll receive the contract, the revised contract, and then you can review it for one last time, in which we will make all the amendments and revisions that you requested. And just review this pointer. I'm not going to change anything else, but Clause 8, just give it a thorough read and let Rachel know if you agree with the verbiage that I've changed to. Okay?
Okay, one more thing. I've made some more changes today in my book, and they're mm-hmm. important changes, so mm-hmm. that's the version that I want published.
Okay. That's completely fine. You share that with Rachel, and she'll be able to cater that for you.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Darren, for your time. Have a nice day.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.